South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hacklow along with Lisa Azizian. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob. We're doing fine. How are you guys?
I'm all right. Okay. You guys have power?
Yes, we do, but we would have a generator running, too. Are you without power there?
Okay. No, I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing, because I know some people have been out for a while, but we seem to be okay here on Enterprise Drive at Broadcast House, so glad you guys are okay. All right.
Very good.
Let's see. We're going to be talking about robocallers. Robocallers exploiting coronavirus fears, right?
Exactly. They'll do these hackers will do anything they can to get us or get money from us, and they'll exploit any type of thing that's going on worldwide. And the coronavirus, because so many people are affected by this worldwide, it's really become a heyday for them, I guess you want to say.
All right, so again, we're talking about the scammers mm-hmm. and taking advantage of what we're all going through. And so this is definitely a good time to talk more about the robocallers. So let's get into it. What's happening?
Yeah, so, it's been about 3 years since we talked about No More Robo.
No More Robo.
It was actually back on April 10th of 2017 when I first put it on. I said we'd follow up on it, and then this is the follow-up 3 years later. Interesting enough, like many folks, we're working from home. And I really didn't realize how many calls we get from robocallers, except when I was sitting here, and I was sitting here at home, listening to my landline ring. And with No More Robo, what happens when the robocaller, a known robocaller or phone number, calls in, it actually lets the phone ring once and then sends them off into Never Never Land.
Uh-huh.
And it rings. I can't believe how many calls, one ring calls I get during the day.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Okay, because most of the time you're at the office, so you're not hearing them come through. But this time you're observing that there really are still a lot of robocalls still coming through.
More than I could have even imagined.
Wow.
Start like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we get them as late as 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Oh, that's so annoying.
It is. I have been getting more on the cell phones.
Yeah.
I mean, just so I can't imagine if I even had a landline, you know, how many were still coming there.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, the FCC has not been able to get a handle on this, although they continue to try to block these things. Matter of fact, they're just getting the cell phone folks to get behind them and protect us, but because these guys get around, they find ways around it all the time. That's why something like No More Robo is good for both landlines and for cell phones. Mm-hmm. I haven't had the problem with cell phones like I guess you have.
Yeah.
I guess my number is more private. I don't know. But
I don't know.
My landline
I feel like it's been recently since I've had a cell phone. I feel like I had a cell phone for a good, nice run there without any weird calls coming through.
Right.
But now, in the last few years, I get more accustomed to not answering the phone because I never know who these calls are, or sometimes it says, you know, a lot unknown, or now I'm getting something that says potential spam.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I certainly avoid
those. I never used
to
see that. I don't even know, you know, how it knows that for sure. But maybe those are the providers doing that? I don't know.
Yeah, the providers are trying to warn you, and at some point the FCC will have them actually stop that call from coming through. So you know you don't have to answer it. It says potential spam or whatever on your phone. But the problem is that you're still getting disturbed by these people.
Yeah.
I feel that's a problem. So,
yeah.
So No More Robo, as we talked about 3 years ago, we'll talk about again today. It's for landlines, it's free, absolutely free. And for cell phones, it's $1.99 a month.
Okay. So free if you've got the landline, $1.99 a month if you got a cell phone. So that's not too bad.
No, and If you're getting lots of calls and it's disturbing to you, you know, I don't know, maybe in the studio, hopefully you have your phones on silent, but what if it rang every time that a robocaller called, you know?
I know. it's so annoying. And then when you try, like on the cell phone, sometimes it's like it looks just like my phone number. It might be off by a digit. I mean, they get really crafty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're familiar area codes, so you get excited. Maybe, you know, maybe this is the real call I've been waiting for.
I know.
You know, it's like some kind of special offer. I don't know. I don't know who it could be, but it's a 781 or a 339, Lisa, or whatever it is, or a 617. I'm excited. And it's not.
Someone's calling you, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Sometimes I get, or, you know, now I'm getting ones a lot, spam calls from Blackstone, Massachusetts. I don't know why, but it's just coming up on my phone, Blackstone. And then it just says unknown number. But yeah, so it's fun, you know, for the most part. But if it's annoying to you, definitely this would be something I think people should take a look at. I mean, obviously, it's worked well, David. You've loved it for the landline, right?
I have, you know, and one of the main things is because it's free. I love that part, too.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to count the amount of single ring calls we get during the day. You just don't have to put up with it, which is awesome. And on your cell phones, if you need it for $1.99 a month, I think it's worth it. I have also heard that Comcast may be doing, starting it now or in the very near future, provide it to you if they provide the cell phone.
Oh, okay. That may be good. So, yeah, teaming up with a company. That makes sense to have. That actually is a smart way to differentiate yourself when you're trying to get people to switch. That might be a way for them to pick up some extra customers. So we'll see.
Exactly. And maybe they'll spam call you about it.
Yes. That would be ironic, wouldn't that be? Yeah, okay. Sign up with us. No more spam calls. So we just want to spam you to get you to. Okay. No Mo Robo. No Mo Robo. David's got all the information, right, David?
We do. Go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link, and you get the information, the cost, and there's also, you can listen to many different types of phone calls that these spammers are coming in. They have them all recorded on there. You can listen to what they're saying, so it may help prepare you.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great day. Stay spam-free.
You too.